Station 19. The new Uni PH building on Vorburgstrasse. It took a good 10 years before the University of Lucerne could move to its present location and start operations there in the autumn semester of 2011. Today, the striking building, the northern facade in front of which you are now standing, is an integral part of the cityscape. Hardly any other university in Switzerland is as centrally located. Yet, it almost turned out quite differently. Only by a whisker did the university avoid becoming an oversized cube-shaped building at Kasernenplatz between the Reuss River and the busy motorway exit. Originally, the university was supposed to lend that part of the city a further urbanistic character. But that project, which was selected by a jury in 2003, met with vehement rejection from the local public. The location was controversial, and it became apparent that the building would be too small for the increasing number of students. The administrative court also ratified a complaint filed by a jury member on the ground of bias. The die was cast, and there was a perfect storm. In 2004, after 3 years of planning, we were back at the beginning. However, the crisis presented a unique opportunity that actually turned out to be a stroke of luck. Increasing student numbers were posing problems with space for the University of Teacher Education of Central Switzerland, now the PH Lucerne, and for the Central and University Library. These institutions signaled that they would be interested in moving in, together with the university, under a common roof. At the same time, Lucerne's 20-year-old postal distribution center at the railway station would become available because operations were being relocated to Harkingen in the canton of Solothurn. The new circumstances were perfect. A building with a flexibly expandable structure, sufficient space for all needs, and at an affordable price was available in the city center. The vision of a multifunctional educational building became concrete with the announcement of a competition, which was won by the Zurich architectural firm Enzmann & Fischer. In autumn 2006, over 80% of Lucerne's electorate also gave a clear yes to the project design near the railway station. The conversion already began in December 2007. The Uni and University of Teacher Education building was ready in the summer of 2011. Architecturally, it complements the station, and with its bright and strongly modulated shell, emerges from the shadows of the adjoining Cultural and Congress Center, the KKL. The Zetterbeer Library occupies the first floor, while the University of Teacher Education is on the second. The third and fourth floors belong to the university. The large lecture halls and the cafeteria are located on the ground floor and the basement. By accommodating in this one new building divisions that had been spread throughout 20 locations across the city, the employees mastered a logistical challenge. The building was finally officially opened on the 1st of September 2011. It offers a surface area of about 7 football pitches and impresses with innovative lighting and an identity-forming color concept. And so it has come to pass that this building, housing these complementary educational institutions, is also still the place from where postal mail is dispatched. In addition to lectures, conferences, congresses, and public events also take place here. The building pulsates from every nook and cranny. People from different disciplines and professions meet on the unique double flight of stairs. Innovative cooperation projects are regularly created. There is always something new to discover in the foyer and in the display cases in the corridors. Why not take the opportunity to explore this inner world when the building is open? Enjoy a coffee in the cafeteria or look for the big owl in the library hall, which might just greet you with a wink.